The DOJ is returning $40 million to OneCoin victims. They lost $4 billion. The U.S. Department of Justice announced on April 13 that it has opened a formal compensation process for victims of OneCoin, the cryptocurrency Ponzi scheme that extracted over $4 billion from investors between 2014 and 2019. The catch, only about $40 million in forfeited assets, is available for distribution. That works out to roughly 1 cent on every dollar lost. $40 million against a $4 billion hole. OneCoin was never a cryptocurrency. It had no blockchain, no mining, no consensus mechanism. It was a multi-level marketing operation that sold educational packages bundled with tokens that could only be traded on OneCoin's own internal exchange, which the company controlled. When Ruja Ignatova, the scheme's architect, disappeared in 2017, the exchange froze and the tokens became worthless overnight. The DOJ's remission process, administered by Kroll Settlement Administration, allows anyone who purchased OneCoin between 2014 and 2019 and suffered a net loss to file a petition by June 30, 2026. The $40 million pool comes from assets forfeited through criminal cases tied to the scheme, not from any recovery of Ignatova's personal fortune. For context, $40 million split across a global victim pool means most claimants will receive a fraction of their losses. The DOJ has returned over $12.5 billion in forfeited assets to crime victims since 2000 across all fraud cases, but OneCoin's recovery ratio is among the worst on record. The crypto queen is still missing. Ignatova boarded a Ryanair flight from Sofia, Bulgaria to Athens in October 2017. She has not been seen publicly since. The FBI added her to its top 10 most wanted list in June 2022 with a $100,000 reward for information leading to her arrest. Investigators believe she may have undergone plastic surgery. Her co-founder, Carl Sebastian Greenwood, did not disappear. He pleaded guilty in 2022 and was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison with $300 million in restitution ordered. Several other OneCoin promoters have been convicted in separate proceedings across the United States and Europe. The gap between Greenwood's $300 million restitution order and the $40 million actually available tells its own story. Restitution orders are often uncollectible. The money is gone. How the scheme worked: OneCoin marketed itself through live events, celebrity-style rallies, and a global network of promoters who earned commissions on recruitment. Ignatova pitched it as the Bitcoin killer at packed conferences. The operation ran from Bulgaria, but its victims spanned dozens of countries, with heavy concentration in parts of Africa, South Asia, and Eastern Europe. The tokens had no market price outside OneCoin's internal ledger. When victims tried to withdraw, the company imposed delays, withdrawal caps, and eventually shut the exchange entirely. By 2019, regulators across Germany, Italy, and several Asian jurisdictions had issued warnings, but the damage was done. What victims need to do filing requires documentation of the original purchase and any partial withdrawals. The DOJ emphasized that neither the remission administrator nor the department charges fees to participate. Victims can submit petitions online at onecoinremission.com or by mail. The June 30th deadline is firm. Late petitions will not be accepted. One important detail: the DOJ explicitly warned that any third party asking for payment to help file a claim is likely running a secondary scam. This is a common pattern after large fraud cases, where recovery scams target the same victims a second time. A $4 billion lesson in due diligence: OneCoin succeeded because it borrowed the language of crypto without any of the underlying technology. There was no public blockchain to verify. No independent node operators, no open source code. Investors took the company's word that the token had value, and the company lied. The FBI's 2025 Internet Crime Report logged 181,565 crypto-related complaints with $11.37 billion in reported losses, with victims over 60 losing $4.43 billion of that total. OneCoin predated the current regulatory push, but its playbook, fake tokens sold through MLM structures, still circulates in various forms. For anyone holding crypto today, the distinction between a token traded on a public blockchain with verifiable supply and a token that exists only on a company's internal ledger is the difference between an asset and a receipt for nothing.